crucified on.
Yes.
Amen. That song reminds me of the story. I heard the story of a man who said he took his family to Alaska to do some whale watching.
Yeah.
Huh. Right? He said they got on the ship and he said he paid good money to watch some whales come out the water. So he took his family on the ship and they were on the ship for an hour and he ain't seen no whales.
Yeah.
They were on the ship for another hour and he didn't see no whales.
My God.
So he finally went to the captain of the ship and he said, hey, I paid good money to show my family some whales.
Uh-huh.
So the captain of the ship took him to the back of the boat and he said, I'll show you some whales. So he said, just look across the water. And he looked across the water for a few minutes and all of a sudden they saw the whale breathe out of the water. He said, sir, there are the whales.
Uh-huh.
Told the captain of the ship, I did not come and pay good money to see no I paid good money to see some whales come out of the water.
Uh-huh.
Captain of the ship told him, that's your problem. Because you don't see the majesty of the whale. You don't appreciate the existence of the whale.
Mm.
If you would believe me, I would tell you that you've got some whales in your life.
Well,
God woke you up this morning. You've got some whales in your life. He put some food on your table. You've got some whales in your life. That you are clothed and in your right mind. You've got some whales in your life. Amen.
Amen.
I guess I need to preach on. Amen. Giving glory and honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is certainly the head of my life. I thank him for allowing me to sit at the sacred desk just one more time. Bring the greetings from Mount Zion, First African Baptist Church, where I serve under the Reverend Dr. Alvin Edward, and I give honor to the angel of this house, Pastor Jackson. Are there any other clergy in the house? Amen. Veterans? Any veterans? Amen. We honor you, we honor the diaconate and the auxiliaries. And this morning there is a word from the Lord. Amen.
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 If I could trouble you to rest on your feet with me just one more time, and I won't have you up there long. And if you could turn with me to the Gospel of John chapter 15. John chapter 15. John chapter 15, starting at the 9th verse through the 13th verse. You hear these words from the ivy. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. In verse 13, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. That is the word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. And if I could just take a little bit of your time this morning, I would draw your attention to that very last verse.
Huh?
Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And if I had to offer you a title, I would encourage you to think on these words. No greater love.
Well,
Jesus died for us. And if you don't know, I hope I can encourage you today that there is no
greater
love.
My.
Won't you pray with me? Heavenly Father, it's once again we come before your throne of grace at this preaching hour. Lord, you know the task upon your servant is too much.
poured over your word, but I need your strength. I am prepared, but I need your spirit. Touch my lips with your divine fire and anoint my tongue with fresh oil that I might declare your word of truth with power and authority to these your people. Lord, if anything good is done today, we ask that no flesh be glorified other than that of Jesus the Christ. Let the church say,
amen.
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 No greater love. You know, when we find ourselves at the foot of the cross, on an old hill called Calvary, this is the place where we find a love that's so strong, it's stronger than anything the human mind could ever carnally comprehend without the influence of the Holy Spirit. You know, we rush to the cross in the pulpit, amen, every Sunday. But we can't stay on Calvary too long, because Jesus didn't either. But it's from Calvary that we find a love so strong that it conquered death and the very grave itself. So this morning, if you remember anything I say today, to take this thought home with you and think about it through the week. Love can do much. Love can do infinite things.
Yes.
But to lay down one's life for a friend,
yes,
is the most that love could ever do.
My.
Jesus laid down his life for us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, God.
And I came by to let you know, if you didn't know already, and I came by to remind you, if you did know, that there's no greater love
we'll
ever see as long as we live and breathe on this side of heaven.
Amen.
Here on this Veterans Day weekend, many of us in our own ways will spend the time honoring and celebrating all the soldiers and airmen and marines and seamen who have each answered and served in the call to arms for our nation. Tomorrow will be a day to reflect on their sacrifices and their service and the very freedoms we enjoy because of their dedication.
Yes.
In my own career, I've spent 10 years on active duty in the 82nd Airborne Division, which is the only force, by the way.
Come on.
If you got beef, let me know after we can talk about it. As a civilian, I've spent the last 14 years still in support of all the branches of service. And I know combat. I've deployed to Afghanistan 4 times. I've been to Iraq 6 times and all over the Middle East. And I give you my resume because I've experienced firsthand the horrors of roadside bombs and shootouts with enemy targets.
My.
Rocket attacks against our military bases and the tragic deaths of fellow soldiers. I know men and women who have returned home from the fog of war with mangled bodies. I got a battle buddy right here, Maude. We've been to combat, 2 or 3 times? We know combat. So when I asked God how and why he brought me home unscathed, I've got a personal testimony of how the love of Jesus can cover your life.
Glory.
I want to pause here and say that sometimes folk often get Veterans Day confused with Memorial Day.
Right.
We know your heart, but they're not the same.
Right.
Amen? And I pause here for that because I clarify that Veterans Day is reserved to celebrate exactly that, right? All of our veterans. Memorial Day is rather reserved to honor those such service members who died during the course of battle. And the reason I mention this is to better articulate why we are here in John 15.
Right.
Greater love has no one than than this. To lay down one's life for one's friends. Because at first glance, this might seem more fitting for a Memorial Day service. For one to lay down his life for a friend. And no doubt it is, because no doubt, not only for a Memorial Day service, but because, you know, the love of Jesus should be preached in churches big and small Sunday after Sunday until time we know it has passed away. But as we honor our vets today, I believe the Lord led me here in order that we might draw parallels to our faith journey and the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus made for each and every one of us. Because yes, we do indeed honor our veterans today, but first and foremost, we've got to lift up the name of Jesus and all that he has done for us.
Amen.
I got to tell you again, Jesus laid down his life for us.
Thank you, God.
And there is no
greater.
Greater love.
Amen. My.
You got my point?
Yes.
That's all I got today.
Thank you.
Here in this 15th chapter of John, Jesus begins by emphasizing the depth and nature of his love that he had for the 12. The love so deep, he's comparing it to the love that the Almighty God has for him. This is what sets the foundation for understanding the sacrificial nature of true love, right? It's not merely a surface level kind of love. It's not just a fair weather kind of love. Jesus is calling us to dive deep into his love and to stay in his love. Jesus is saying, if you love me, keep my commands.
Right.
And he's drawing a parallel to his own obedience to the Father. And we got to know that living in obedience to Jesus and remaining in his love, this is the only thing that's going to lead us to a fulfilling and a joyous life. Amen. So the central command here then Jesus gives is to love each other as I have loved you.
Right.
And what this does is it sets an incredibly high standard for the way that we are to love and to treat one another.
Mm-hmm.
Because the love of Jesus is sacrificial and the love of Jesus is unconditional. It's all encompassing. This is the kind of love that's willing to sacrifice everything. And it's the kind of love that doesn't keep score. And it's a love that's so powerful it'll shake the very foundations of this world. The love of Jesus in the kingdom of God, it goes beyond anything this earth has to offer. It's the kind of love that embraces everybody. And it ain't just a love between two people who got mutual attraction to each other because of natural inclinations. It's the kind of love a father has for his children. It's the same fatherly love that Jesus has for us. It's a perfect love he's showing even now, and not only now, but even when we was caught up in our mess, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
He came down from his heavenly throne and put on flesh and blood, and he walked among us, and he humbled himself, became a servant, and showed us what real love looks like. And he did it just so he could be capable of a human death.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but this is the kind of love that makes my soul sing.
My.
Because if there's one thing we got to shout about from the mountaintop, it's the love of Jesus.
Right,
it's the love he showed when they hung him high, and it's the love he showed when they stretched him wide. And y'all know what the rest says. When he hung his head for me and for you,
right,
he died.
Yes, sir.
And it wasn't just the simple love. It's the absolute greatest display of love. It's the crown jewel of his earthly mission was when he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. But don't stop there, because he came down from the cross and they put him in a lowly grave. But he didn't stay there long either, because early Sunday morning he got up with all power in his hand.
Jesus,
beloved, there is no
greater
love. And we gotta think about this, right?
Jesus
did the unthinkable. He died for us, and he did it even though he didn't have to. See, in his human body, he could die, but his body was never corrupted like ours was. He did die, but he didn't have to die. He stood at the door of death, and Jesus said, no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take
it back up again.
Now, with what Jesus did, we ain't the same. Because in our fallen nature, we all got a calendar date with death. And death ain't no easy walk in the park. Death ain't something that we can embrace without some serious mental gymnastics.
without faith in Jesus and without the promise of glory after, who wouldn't be shaking in their boots at the thought of death and dying? That's why we got to know that only Jesus had the power to live. I told you, he ain't stay on Calvary that long, and he ain't stay in tomb that long. He's a risen Savior, and he lives even now. Amen?
Lord.
So every single person in here is going to face the shadow of death, but I'm so glad to know a Savior
yes.
who's conquered the grave. And because of Jesus, when death does come knocking, each and every one of us can echo the very same words of Paul. Oh, death, where is thy sting?
Yeah.
And oh, grave, where is thy victory? Amen? Now, check this out, right? Check this out. Even Jesus wasn't exactly thrilled about his impending demise.
Right.
Right? Even Jesus agonized in the Garden of Gethsemane. Right where he at, Sunday school? Come with me. The Bible says he told Peter, James, and John, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow. And then he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass. Yet not my will, but thine be done. And this is the good news. Yes, we are going to face the shadow of death, and the burden of death is a bitter pill to swallow. But we got a sweetness that overwhelms it. The very love of God, the sacrifice of Jesus, the promise of eternal life. And as long as we walk this Christian road, we got to move to a place beyond just thinking about our own salvation.
Amen.
Because we're saved, we got to love each other with the same kind of love that Jesus showed.
Yes, sir.
The kind of love that'll change the world. The Bible says greater love has no one than this.
Yeah.
To lay down one's life for one's friends. And this ain't an ordinary life. This is talking about the life of Jesus. This is talking about Jesus laying down his life for us. And I gotta clarify that because I got a lot of respect for veterans. I am a veteran. But even if I died for you, even if I walked in front of a bullet for you, it might be a good love that I showed you, but Jesus showed a greater love. And I gotta say too, this verse it hits a little different on Veterans Day, because this verse is the essence of sacrificial love.
Well,
that willingness to put it all on the line for somebody else. And I believe while it doesn't come close to comparing, Jesus' sacrifice does draw some parallels to the sacrifice made by many veterans. This verse, it's an expression of the ultimate form of sacrificial love, that Jesus would be willing to die for us. It's the highest expression of love that we could ever understand.
Right.
It's Jesus setting this standard of love, the same kind of love that Jesus commanded. Love each other as I have loved you.
Yeah.
The kind of love that he expected from his disciples. The kind of love that we ought to strive for in our own relationships. And it ain't just the kind of love we show to people that we like.
Right.
It's the kind of love that we got to show to people that we don't like.
Right.
It's a radical love. It's the kind of love that's sacrificial. It's putting others first when it's convenient.
Right.
See, the early Christians, they were known for this kind of close communal nature, right? They had each other's back. It was a village that raised kids. And if we could show that same kind of love today, it's the kind of love that'll turn heads. It's the kind of love that'll change hearts. A love that's ready to give it all up for somebody else, just like Jesus did. The love of Jesus, it's that agape love. And it ain't your run-of-the-mill kind of love.
Right.
And I know that in our fallen human nature, we can never completely love like Jesus did. But just to try to love like Jesus did, it's a spiritual love.
Yeah.
It's a godly love. So when we honor our vets today, it's the kind of love that Jesus wants us to show. Because our veterans have made tremendous sacrifices.
Yeah.
We've left behind family, and we've left behind homes, and we've left behind the comforts that we know to serve our country. And in the very face of danger, and in the very face of hardship, putting our own lives on the line to protect your freedoms. And God has blessed me to make it out of the fog of war.
Yeah.
And I can tell you firsthand that service is at the heart of what it means to be a veteran. It's a commitment to a cause that's
greater than me. And as believers, we're called to serve one another with the same dedication, loving like Jesus did when he faced the cross head on. And this is a call to action, if I ever heard one, a call to a sacrificial love, a call to a greater love, a love that'll shake the gates of hell, the kind of love that'll make your cup runneth over, and the kind of love that'll heal the brokenhearted, and the kind of love that'll find a lost soul. It's the kind of love that forgives when it hurts. It's the kind of love that'll make a weak man strong, and it's the kind of love that'll make a blind man see. It's the kind of love that'll make a lame man walk. And Jesus ain't just talk that talk. He walked that walk all the way up a little old hill called Calvary. And he did it for me. And he did it for you. And he died the most horrible death. He died for me. And he died for you. And he hung there Friday. And they put him in a tomb Friday night. And he stayed there Saturday. And he was still down Saturday night. But early, I said early, Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his head. But the love of Jesus, the story don't stop there. The story goes just a little bit further. He walked the earth just one more time. He was witnessed by the masses. And he took the disciples back to Galilee. And then he ascended unto heaven. And he sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and interceding for me.
Glory to God. Glory.
Bless the Lord.
And today,
huh?
We're reminded of the ultimate sacrifice.
Thank you, God.
That Jesus made.
Uh-huh.
He gave his life.
Yes, he did.
For each and every one of us.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
He gave his life.
Glory.
So that we might have life eternal.
Mm-hmm.
So as we honor our veterans today, we should remember their sacrifice. Let's honor their service, their faith, inspired by their example to live lives of selflessness and dedication. Grateful for the freedoms that we enjoy because of their courage, because of their commitment. It's a great thing to honor our veterans. But above all, remembering the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus the Christ.
Thank you, God.
He laid down his life for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Believe me when I tell you, there is no greater love. As we rest on our feet, the doors of the church are open.
Thank you, Jesus.